With SRN News, I'm John Scott. World leaders and Russian opposition activists wasting no time in blaming the reported death of Alexei Navalny on President Vladimir Putin. BBC correspondent Paul Adams looked back at Navalny's life.
For years, Alexei Navalny was a thorn in the side of the Kremlin. A lawyer by training, he started out as an anti-corruption blogger. But he shot to prominence in 2011 during protests over parliamentary elections tainted by allegations of fraud. The demonstrations were the largest Russia had seen for years. Navalny was arrested, suddenly emerging as a significant opposition figure. His charismatic presence on the streets soon made him a regular target of the authorities. Alexei Navalny leaves behind a wife, daughter, and son.
Navalny had been behind bars since January 2021 when he returned to Moscow after recuperating in Germany from nerve agent poisoning that he blamed on the Kremlin. Also at SRNnews.com, wholesale prices in the U.S. accelerated in January, the latest sign that some inflation pressures in the economy remain elevated.
The producer price index rose 0.3% from December to January after having fallen 0.1% from November to December. Measured year over year, producer prices rose by a mild 0.9% in January. The figures follow a surprising report this week that showed the consumer prices eased less than expected last month, signaling that the pandemic-fueled inflation surge is only gradually and fitfully coming under control.
Correspondent Jeremy House, Kansas City's mayor, says it's time to rethink. It may be time to rethink the way teams celebrate their championships. Mayor Quentin Lucas says if the Chiefs win another Super Bowl, it might be better to have a smaller party in their home stadium. This is SRN News. Greece has become the first Orthodox Christian country to legalize gay marriage.
Ναι, 176. Όχι.
Despite opposition from church officials, a cross-party majority of 176 lawmakers in the 300-seat Greek parliament voted in favor of the same-sex civil marriage bill drafted by the prime minister's center-right government. The new law recognizes parental rights for same-sex couples, but will not allow gay men to acquire biological children by using surrogate mothers in Greece, an option currently available to women who can't have children for health reasons.
That is Lisa Dwyer. The main opposition to the gay marriage law has come from the powerful Greek Orthodox Church. Clergy have been warned of the effect the legislation will have on traditional family values. 16 EU nations have legalized gay marriage. This is SRN News. As the Biden campaign embraces TikTok as a way to reach younger voters, American adults have mixed views about whether it should be allowed to operate in the U.S. at all.
A new APNORC poll finds a three-way split when it comes to banning the Chinese-owned app. 31% of U.S. adults favor a nationwide ban on TikTok. 35% say they would oppose that kind of action. An additional 31% of adults say they neither favor nor oppose a ban on the social media platform owned by Beijing-based ByteDance. Rich Thomason reporting.
Cleveland Cliffs shutting down a northern West Virginia tin production facility indefinitely, laying off 900 workers. The company says it will offer severance packages or opportunities for workers in Weirton to be relocated to its other facilities. Weirton is about 40 miles west of Pittsburgh. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.